I love labels. I think you all know that at this point. A label that I started using a long time ago that's bared a lot of fruit for me is simply, it sounds like you got a range in mind. Because the reality is, human beings do not walk into a price discussion without having a feel for an area that they might want to land in if they know they're going to talk about price. There's just no way around that. And so knowing that to be a fact of human nature, seems like you got a range in mind. Sounded like a good way to start, right? So we started experimenting with it. And I'll tell you, the first time I used it, I should have stayed in dynamic silence longer. I'm still kicking myself to this day. This is, you know, 9 years ago. I'm still kicking myself over it. Talking to an analytical CEO, I said to him, it sounds like you got a range in mind. And he goes, yeah, I think that's fair. And then I started talking again. You know, I fully expected him to lay out his range immediately. And when he said, yeah, that's fair, I got all up in my head. And I was like, oh, my God, that's all he's going to give me. If I stay silent too long, I'm going to make him angry. And he's CEO. And I was 24 at the time. Right. I'm like, this guy, you know, he's been in business longer than I've been alive. And I got all this stuff going on in my head. And I started talking immediately. There's the only change that I would make if I could go back and do it all over again is stay silent, right? When he went, yeah, that's fair, which is a response you all might get as a result, sit in the silence. For all intents and purposes, they didn't give you anything to give back to them. And so be content to sit and wait until they do. And so that's the first part. Now, let's say I counted to 1,000 Mississippis. Which is you know, not a huge possibility, but it is on the scale of possibilities, right? However small it may be. Then I would have followed up with, would it be a bad idea for me to ask you what that is? Would I be overstepping my bounds to ask you to elaborate on your thoughts? But essentially, following it up with a no-oriented question. So accusations audit, right? I would have did that. It's going to sound intrusive. It sounds like you got a range in mind. Dynamic silence. And then if I count to 1,000 Mississippis, follow it up with a no-oriented question. And so keep that in mind. I mentioned a couple of thought shaping. How bad of a position do I put you in? What sort of additional pressures do I put on your shoulders by asking this? By asking what your price is. Another thing that we know to be true is there's always a team on the other side. And so leading in with, I know that your company would not walk into a situation like this without having really considered your position. You got people on your side that are all incorporated into decision-making. How bad of a position do I put you in by asking you what you guys discussed as a team before you came today? Right? That's a great way to unintrusively talk about, I know this to be true because you're smart people. Smart people come in ready to go. What did you guys discuss? Right? And so that's another, these are all ways of when we start thinking about changing the what's your budget question, and adapting thought-shaping questions, no-oriented questions, and labels to start to readapt and reshape the what's your budget idea. We can start to come up with how things fit in.